Biden-Harris/Fund, DHS showers millions on sanctuary cities. NGOs for resettling migrants in U.S. by John Binder on August 28, 2024. President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, is sending sanctuary cities and non-governmental organizations, NGOs, hundreds of millions more in American taxpayer dollars for resettling migrants across the United States. DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas made the announcement on Wednesday. Specifically, more than $380 million worth of Shelter and Services Program (SSP) grants will go to local and state governments, as well as NGOs that are providing critical support such as food, shelter, clothing, acute medical care, and transportation to migrants recently released from DHS custody and awaiting their immigration court proceedings. The Biden-Harris administration created SSP, funded by Congress, to deliver taxpayer money to cities and NGOs helping resettle migrants after they are released into the U.S. interior from the southern border. This latest round of hundreds of millions in SSP grants to sanctuary cities and NGOs comes after millions were awarded earlier this year, serving as a boondoggle for those aiding in resettling migrants. Last year, alone, DHS provided sanctuary cities and NGOs with more than $780 million in funds via SSP and the Emergency Food and Shelter Program, EFSP, a program started in the late 1980s meant to help homeless Americans. The latest House Judiciary Committee figure suggests that Biden and Harris's DHS has welcomed almost 8 million migrants to the U.S., more than twice the number of annual American births. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.